Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 49 years running, and we're the greatest show going. And this week, it's a big week, and I hope you're all getting ready for your picnic day tomorrow. Picnic day.
Yeah. Hope you brought your snorkel.
Plenty of. Don't let the weather discourage you.
So, get involved.
Joining us this morning, this proud Sunday morning, we have Free Trees.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
Good. The Sparrow.
Morning.
And we have the Dublin Abrique.
Oh, welcome, mate. Welcome.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, obviously, we've had a bit going on this week, as we always do. Free Trees, we sadly had a member pass away.
Yeah, we had a...
another one.
We had an old member, his name was Dave Riddell. A lot of people would remember him from back in the day. He was a BWIU organiser. He then moved on. We worked for ProBuild in the safety side of their business for a long time. And then he ended up giving the game away completely and moving up to Cairns for, it was the rest of his life, unfortunately. But he passed away during the week there, so
condolences to the family and all that. And we don't have the funeral details.
We don't have any real details at all. I'm not too sure what's going on, but obviously he's living up in Queensland anyway.
It's not like us to have no details.
Nah. We run by the seat of our pants, don't we? But yeah, so when we get more details about that, we'll pass them on. But yeah, sad condolences to Davey Riddell.
And this week we had, it was a great day. We all us boys attended, and the retired members' Christmas breakup. How good was that?
Oh, that was I actually really enjoyed it. It's good seeing all the old timers that you used to work with. You know what I mean?
They can't smash a beer.
Oh, mate, they put down eight cartons in the first hour or something.
I was told to get there for 11:30 and be there before 12. So when they start coming in, start mingling, I swear to God, I got there 11:35. The joint was packed out already. It was not an empty seat. And I was going, well, I'll tell you what, trust these boys to be early. I tell you what, when it's a good feed and a good
feed, the food was good.
Oh fantastic.
Cracker job. Yep. The girls have ran it.
Crack a laugh as well. Need some of the going. Stories, the old stories they tell you. Oh.
But as quick as they come, they leave too, don't they? They just get blind and then out they go.
Yep, 100%.
Who was the fellow we were talking to? I think he worked for...
Old Kev. I worked with Kev, Form 700, back in the day. He was an old patcher. And I remember, it would have been 10 more years ago I worked with him when I first met him initially, and he was saying, "Yeah, no, I really love this day." And they start telling us he's recruiting retired members
to get him.
He says people who are coming. He says, "You know, this guy said, oh, is he out?" He goes, "He's not out yet, but he'll be out next year, and he'll be coming to the next one." He says, "I've been recruiting new members, so good on you, Kev, getting the word out."
And it was good to get the members a little present as well. I think they got a bag, they got some goodies
and a voucher,
$100 voucher.
So you know, that's they won all their conditions and all that, you know, and just hearing it, they're all concerned about what's going on with administration and all that. So, but it was good. Like I said, it was just a cracker of the day.
And shout out to Mick Kennedy, by the way. Yeah. Old Mick Kennedy was telling me in the Sparrow, there's a job site across the road from his, and he's technically the shoppie.
Yeah.
The shoppie's OH&S. Yeah. He's
everything.
He's filling in out there. He's the director and all this here. He's telling us.
Jumps on the traffic
every now and then. He goes, he'd be sitting having his breakfast in the morning. If he sees him doing something wrong, he puts his breakfast down. He goes over and tells him, "Yeah, you're doing that wrong. Don't do that wrong." Yeah. But he also said he was very impressed with the way they were building it as well.
Job,
so he's very, he's given the seal of approval, the tick off. So there's old Mick Kennedy. He's retired, but he hasn't stopped.
He hasn't stopped, and I saw him in his Concrete Gang shirt.
Yeah, he loves it.
Loves the colours, mate.
The Mick.
But you're right.
Which he got at the last retired member's turn.
They got us all these conditions, so it's up to us. It's not ours to lose, so we've got to keep them.
They did the hard part. Yeah. The easy part should be maintaining.
I know. You would think.
You would think, yes.
And I've got to give a shout-out to Maggie. She... we had a
and Deanna.
Deanna. We had an old retired member.
The lifesaver.
She had to do the Heimlich.
That's
remember?
Right. That's so, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So shout out to Maggie. We needed a hero on the day, and she stood up.
10 out of 10, Maggie. 10 out of 10.
Just kicked the shit out of him when it came out.
We thought she was giving him a hiding. Turns out she's giving
the old boy a flogging.
A little bit of health.
And if you are a retired member, put your name down and obviously come along, you know what I mean, and put your name down and make sure you're on the register to come, because it is a crack of a day. I think we do two a year, and we're thinking about doing more. I think Zach mentioned he was away, so he did over video link how we were looking to do something for Christmas for the retired members or members that don't have anywhere to go for Christmas. Yep. I know the griller was a big push for that.
That was his incentive.
That was his idea. So,
And also the Pacifica boys put a little pamphlet in there. In their little show bag that has all the details if they want anything done around to their house. So big shout out to the Pacifica boys for looking after them. Like
Pacifica boys are good, huh?
They're champions, mate. Absolutely.
And that goes out to any members that are struggling. If you know of an old member or whatever, just reach out to the union or reach out to the Pacifica boys direct. You know, Big Willie and the boys, they do a great job. And the girls, there's a big crew of them now, you know.
And with your $2 a year, your retirement members, your travel insurance is included. So, and that's been pushed back to 75 years it covers you. So,
is it 75?
Yeah. 75. And I tell you what, with your $2.50 a year, the way them boys drank yesterday, they need it.
They get their money
out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a cracker, you know. But it is fun, and it's only growing, you know, and, you know, power to all those involved.
How good is it, though? Like, I mean, watching them all come in, they're all like, "Oh, they loved it." You know, and there was a couple of leftover bags as well. So if you did RSVP and you didn't get to make it, your show bags are in the office. So please come up and get them.
Reach out and get them.
Get your $100 voucher.
How many was there?
Would have been almost 300, I reckon.
The room was packed. It was good.
We're going to outgrow that very soon, I think.
But even looking at the old union leaders, like Dave Noonan was there,
Billy O,
you know, seeing all Nigel and Ralph and all the boys and Alex Taddick and Clarkey and Brendan Pitt, and there's a heap of...
some great people there.
Toby was there too.
Toby, so it was, you know, it was awesome to see all them boys. And Fergal, Big Fergs.
Yeah,
you
Fergs, know. Yeah, he was looking well.
He is looking well. He doesn't look like his age today, does he?
No.
Shout out to Big Fergs. And this year, sorry, we sort of messed up. We're still getting our grounds. Obviously, the director, Griller, is retired, so we're still getting our... Normally, we have a report from a bloke up in the bush, but...
Wilco.
We didn't get onto it, but...
He was there. I met him. He was in fine form.
So...
And the Brute Junior, who was there as well?
The Brute, which who picked the last song the other week. I think he wanted a new one. I forgot about another one.
Not too sure if he knew the one he wanted, but we were having a good discussion about it.
So that might come next week, that song.
Yeah, we might get him in live to get the pipes going, you know what I mean?
No, maybe not.
The bagpipes.
So, yeah. All right, the other one, like, obviously it is picnic tomorrow, so make sure you get to all your picnics. You know, they're in Geelong, Ballarat. Bendigo,
Latrobe Valley,
Wangaratta,
maybe?
Wangaratta,
and the showgrounds in Melbourne.
showgrounds in Melbourne. So get there early. There's plenty of rides. Geelong. Plenty of rides, plenty of activities for the kids, you know.
Will the race of death be on this year? Or, I don't know.
Well, they might be rained off.
I don't know. That
won't. Although Buzzle will still get it running.
It'll go from the race of death to swimming.
Swimming.
I heard the snake charmer's back. So
he's definitely back.
Yeah. We got the anti-venom ready for him, so get there. And, you know, it's a great day. And we've got to remember, too, this was won by us. You know, this is won by our people. The people who work on construction jobs won this. They went on strike action, repeatedly strike action, unpaid to get a picnic. Now we get it paid. You get paid for the day to go there, and you get your ticket paid for. So. Yeah. No wonder.
How good is that?
A paid day off. Ask.
No wonder they hate us.
Yeah.
Just make sure you bring your rain jacket. It's going to be a little bit wet, I think.
Yeah. Nothing like a wet picnic. Yeah. I tell you what, it still
reminds you of home.
Yeah, exactly.
It definitely reminds me anyway. Isn't that right, Rob?
That's it.
So, but even like I remember back to when I went to the picnic with my old man back in the Moonee Valley days, when it was BYO, you bring your own, you know, esky full of grog and food and that there, and they were brilliant them days.
Yeah, you bring rolling esky.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Look how far it's come now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Fantastic. Some of it, mate, them regional picnics, I'm lucky enough to go to Geelong, I've been to Bendigo, I've been to a few of them, mate, they're a crack every day and what the boys do in the regions, and, you know, sometimes, you know, it's good because they're better, some of it's better.
I'm working down Geelong this year.
Yeah, so am I. I think.
Unfortunately, we've got to work.
Oh, I'm lucky.
Yeah, so that'd be good, you know, and so, yeah, get down there, bring the kids, bring the nieces and nephews. You know, it's a great day. Get online if you haven't got your ticket. Also, just on Inkalink, you know, it's that time of year, so get on and check it. The Inkalink has, you know, we've been talking about the dividend they're going to pay out to the members. They have settled on the dividend. It's going to be 5%, but they're not withholding the tax, so the tax is going to be on you. So, but you're going to... Whatever it is you've earned, if you've only been working this year, it's between what you got in the financial year, but it's 5% of your whole account, so that'll be paid
out.
Which
is good. Paying tax or not, it's still something you didn't have.
Nice little kicker. Yeah. So
unfortunately, you know, we've all got to pay tax.
But you do have to, and we have to stress this, you do have to get on the hub and get on the Inkalink Hub, Workers Hub to put in for it, you know what I mean? So get into it. And
that's a must. We should get a message out to all our stewards so everyone's on it, because otherwise you'll miss out if you don't get on the hub. So,
it's going to be on the 15th too. Claim it on the 15th.
Claim it on the 15th, yeah. Exactly.
I don't know if you just mentioned this, but it's the dividend of whatever it was at the financial year, not what you have now. So if you've had, say, 20 grand in it and you've taken that out in the last 2 months, you'll still get the dividend of that
of the 20 grand.
Whatever's in your whole account as well. So if you've got, like, I was talking to a bloke that had 100 grand in.
Yeah, not he's going to have a good Christmas.
Yeah.
He's earned it.
We were talking to a bloke that hadn't pulled it out for 30 years.
Yeah,
so
40.
I don't know what he's got in there, but
good on him.
Good on him, mate. He deserves it.
The Inkling site's going to crash, though. Everyone claiming on the 15th.
That's not our problem. So get on and get involved. Get that done. And just another shout out. We better, you know, we're getting through it a bit. We also have the 16 days of activism for the women, so against domestic violence or violence as well. So you might, Lisa, I know Lisa and the crew are doing a few things. I think there's something at the union office on Sunday. Yeah. So if you're interested in getting involved, call the union office.
Statistically, it's terrible how many.
100%. When you get the reports and all that,
it's shocking.
Yeah, so yeah, get involved. They'll be doing toolboxes on the job. I think you'll see the posters on the job, and anything we can do to make a difference. And, you know, it's about trying to be better and educate each other, and, you know, calling out bad behaviour too. You know, so good on them. They'll be out in force. A bit of report on the branch meeting as well, brother. You were there. What went down?
Yeah, no, it was pretty good. We had
a
really good turn-up, you know. We had Lisa's and that, she was chairing the meeting, and we had the doc up there as well, and we had old Loose Lips.
Old Loose Lips.
He was taking the notes, taking the minutes. But, so Lisa just obviously, Zach was absent, he couldn't make it because he was in her state, and she acknowledged obviously what had happened in the last couple of weeks, organisers moving on and stuff like that there, and obviously findings from the stuff that was explained to the delegates and the organisers at meeting, that's where it's just getting explained to the branch members, so that's their opportunity to come and hear what actually has to be said. Then the doc gave a report on
the safety incidents
within the last year and that there, and he showed some pretty gruesome photos, which actually brings to actual light what the actual
100% job is and what they do, you know,
and why we emphasize and go on hard about what safety is, you know. Simo had a little bit of a talk to the people about the CSR. The CSR boys attended, and they got a big round of applause.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We acknowledged, obviously, some of the deaths we've had in the industry as well. And then, obviously, the girls got up and had a little bit of a chat about the 16 days of activism.
100%. One of the reports Doc gave is like how many incidents we have, but one of the reports he gave was about, and it's a bad report, like how many suicides we have in construction, you know? And I think it was like 1,000. And in Victoria, I think we have one a week in construction, and I think 4 of them are women as well, you know what I mean? Which is, you know, that's a terrible statistic. If we had anything on a job that was killing a person one a week, we'd have a black ban.
100%.
So we need, the only way we're going to fix this is we all have the serious conversation amongst ourselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And talk about your mates and get in there with the Blue Heart Act program. And, you know, we all have sad days and all that. So if you need a chop out, make sure you get around your people, you know?
Yeah.
And like we said, we have mentioned this a few times. This time of year is not, it's not good for everyone. So if you've got mates that have retired, or you might have a mate, he's not working at the moment, he's sitting on the grass, just give him a ring, you know, say g'day, whatever, you know, it's, you know. It
goes a long way.
Does, just a hello and all that.
We've got a few of them that have been sat on the grass, haven't we?
Right.
Coming up to Christmas.
All right. And I think we probably should cut to a track now. And I forget which track I put through.
Oh, surely you can remember. Johnny
Cash.
Johnny Cash.
How high is the water, mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone. I lost my beans. Chickens are sleeping.
G'day, Ralph Edwards here from the Concrete Gang, creatures of the industry, and a long-time supporter of 3CR. Next year, the Concrete Gang and 3CR are both going to be 50. 1976, and one of the first shows on 3CR was the Concrete Gang. We're looking for anyone who has some cassette recordings of a Concrete Gang show, anything from 1976 through to 2000 when everything became digitized. We're looking for that material. Whatever you've got, we're interested in getting them digitized and become part of an archive, which is the Concrete Gang 50th Anniversary Archive. Ring 3CR on 9419 8377 during business hours, or come in to 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, and help us put together the best possible archive we can have of the Concrete Gang. Dare to look, struggle to find, and help us out with the 50th Anniversary Archive of the Concrete Gang. Thank you.
Keep our games and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of flames.
Well, old Warren. I tell you what,
he's crowbarred his way in.
He has. He's taken half the show, you know. But like, I do want to say, it is our 50 years next year, so we're going to be doing a lot of stuff, and we're hopefully trying to put out a shirt soon. Honour that, and you know, just get a good buy for someone before Christmas if we can get them out. I don't think we will, but. The other thing, when we break for Christmas, we are actually going to have old episodes of the Concrete Gang playing. So there might be old episodes with Camo, a few other ones and all that. So it'll be worth a listen. So if you're thinking there's a blue on, it's actually not really a blue because it was probably a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
If there's a blue at Nauru House, you got to remember, it's been built for a long time.
So, you know, and if we shit-canned someone, it's always good to get shit-canned twice.
Yeah, isn't it?
So,
even better.
But
yeah, if you think Lewis Constructions are playing up, yeah, they're not.
They're not around.
They don't exist anymore.
So, but if you do, like Warren said, if you got any stuff, mate, we do want to get it. We sort of want to make it a big thing next year. 50 years, there's 50 years of 3CR and 50 years of the Concrete Gang. You know, that's not no small achievement. You know, not too many radio shows and go for that long. So
and we'll be having a big do at some stage.
Definitely a drink. Yeah. There'll be definitely a swell on somewhere.
Jeez. Might just do one today, just to get us
warmed
up.
A bit of conditioning. You can't go into these things cold.
Yep.
I'll need one after this.
Sunday sesh, boys. Sunday sesh.
We got the Dublin bricklayer here. And the Dublin bricklayer, he's been doing his delegates training. So he's been a delegate for a deputy delegate for how long now, brother?
Just over a year there now at Box Hill there with James Wilson there. Yeah, it's going good. It's going good. Just obviously finished the delegates course with Rick at their Port Melbourne office. But yeah, it's good. You learn a lot. It's good to see other delegates there as well. I think there was about 12, 13 in the class. So it's good to learn a bit from the older boys too as well, being a bit younger than most of the other boys. So it's good to get the stories from the old days as well. So
how much wiser do you feel now from when you first started?
In the year?
As a deputy, Shoppy, to now. How much wiser do you think?
You do learn a bit. Look, at the end of the day, I was a bricky's labour for nearly 13 years, so I didn't really see much of the deck, didn't really see much of the dig, didn't see any facade or anything like that. I was just mainly in the basement, stuck in the basement. So, yeah, it's a lot of work. A lot of people don't see the work you put in the background too, but I'm loving it. Love every day of it. It's going good. Obviously, I have Olsen. I was an organiser and then learning under James Wilson too. So, couldn't be situated better, I think.
And you got the great Wixie out there as well, mate.
Yeah, right? Wixie in the alley, mate. Yeah,
he keeps you out there, isn't
he? He keeps you busy. Shout out to Big Wixie there. I'll see him on Monday. I'll love this.
So part of the training is, I think, the part of the training is you learn the compliances and all that. And like you said, you probably when you're a rank and file, you don't realise how much your work's been just chasing up money for those who are bloody checking all that stuff. And part of the course is you've got to spend a day with an organiser. So he's been running around with us, and so, you know, he's been doing a great job, and like I said, he's come in, and that's the way we're trying to bring people through. He's been a bricky for 13 years now. He's come in under a senior shop steward, learn his craft, and you know, going forth, he'll be on his own job. You know what I mean?
That's the way it should be.
So,
I think that's what we need to get back to as well. That's grassroots trade unionism there. Like whenever we talk about back in the day, that's how it always done.
Yeah.
You know I think the boys respect you more as well when you're going in labouring as well, because like obviously a bit of the start at the start of my job I was labouring too, yeah, so you kind of split.
It's a gaining. The members we elect from the floor, so the members want to see that you're willing to do what they'll do. You know what I mean? 100%. They don't respect necessarily people who come in and try to tell them how to do their jobs when they've never actually done it. So that's, you talk about being a bricky for 13 years, a bricky's labourer. It's a tough old craft. You know, as a form worker, I was like, I'd rather be doing that than bricklaying.
The back was starting to go.
1,000,000%.
But I think they brought in...
That's why I got into the Koreans. I'm like, I'll do this shit.
they brought in that real done now, yeah. Everyone knew it was going to have to do a year under senior shopping.
That's exactly right.
That's it. You've got to be minimum 5 years. Which
5 years member.
So also, you know, we'll move along. We've got, we still have the blue going on at CSR. So they're down there Monday to Friday, 6 till 6. So drop in. This is going to be a long blue, you know. Yeah. They're not going for the Queen's Ramson. They're going for 4% and $1 a skill. When we're talking $1 a skill, there's different jobs on the line because they make the plaster. If you can, to keep the line going, everyone has three different skills to keep it going. If someone's sick or whatever, they want $1 a skill. So the company's still a long way off, and, you know, so that blue's still going, and they'll probably be blueing over Christmas. So if you're around the area, drop down. I know if you've ever sat on a picket line, it's long days, but get down there, get around the boys, because they did come to the branch meeting, and they're a cracking bunch of blokes. Absolute cracking bunch of men.
And morale's very high, don't they? You know what I mean?
And they've all been through this blue before, four years ago.
4 years ago. Like,
yeah, so...
And it's tough times coming up to Christmas. So, you know, they need all the support they can get to stick fat.
And this is where we show them our colours. We show what we're all about. You know what I mean? You talk about these guys doing $1 a skill, upskilling themselves, you know what I mean? And they're trying to stop that. You know what I mean?
100%. So get down there, get around them, you know what I mean? It's, you know, that's the job. And the other one we've got, you know, we've had BK Labor. They're closing the doors. They haven't gone broke. They're leaving. The two blokes who run it, or the CEOs and the bosses, Old Norch and that, they're all retiring. We're in the transition. All the wages are there. All the holiday pay are there. Yeah. All the compliance is going to be paid up to date. And we're also, at the moment, the civil boys are all in the civil jobs, are transferring a lot of them lads over to on the same conditions they were before with the other labour hire companies or whatever on the job.
Trying to find his all work for after Christmas as well. So
there's a bit of that going on. So that's
how many boys did they have?
260. So it's a bit of chasing. You know? And some of them are on jobs where they're actually coming to an end too, which we're going to be going anyway. But we're trying to do our best. You know what I mean?
It's not often we see companies doing the right thing towards the end. Normally they just take the money, run,
close. See you later.
See you later.
So, yeah. All right. Well, I suppose we better start moving into Scallywag. So, got a few this week. You know, I've got one. I have to say, Pauline Hanson.
What the burka.
Of the burka. Yeah. What a goose. She is living proof you don't have to have a long neck to be a goose. Yeah. You know what I mean? Every day she wakes up and looks in the mirror.
Who's she teaming up with now? Barnaby Joyce.
What, oh, Secret what, Family yeah, Barnaby.
What a duo.
That's probably just the best she looked in Venice.
That's true.
But like, She panders all this racist shit, right? And she's playing to the working class people as if she actually cares. When you're teaming up with the likes of Gina Reinhart, you're not for the people. That's a fact. Yeah. You know what I mean? Look at Gina Reinhart's had in her pocket, Rupert Murdoch, all these people. She's no different than any of those people.
Mm. But just
spewing out narratives about socialism and all this shit. You know what I mean? Working class people need to stick together, and she's not one of them. Neither are many of those politicians anyway, whatever side of politics you look at. They're all the same. You know what I mean?
But even do this stunt leading up to Christmas, and you know, people, we want the country to be united, not divided. You know, so we got any other scallywags, boys?
Any boss that wants to come back early for Christmas?
That's it. We say no.
Yeah.
Bloody any hope. Boss that wants to try, I had a boss try and work over picnic day.
No. Yeah.
Please. You're kidding.
What? I tell you what, it's beggars believe sometimes, these people.
You got any ones, free trees?
We had a bit of a rollover on the North East Link again, on the Langs part of the project. We had a roller tip over.
A rollover?
Yeah, so yeah, Langs are covering themselves in complete glory. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Doesn't sound like them.
Nah, it doesn't sound like them at all. You know what I mean? Anytime the delegates are out there pushing for safety and all that there, you know what I mean? They're always pushing back with stuff, and lo and behold, we've had another accident, another near miss. You know what I mean? Some would say we're getting out of jail lucky because no one's getting hurt or killed, but when does it end?
Exactly. Any other ones? No?
No.
Who are we going with out of that mob, boys?
Definitely Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, Pauline Hanson.
Pauline Hanson, she's just there.
No one likes a redheaded clown.
She's dirt.
Hey. I'm sure I'd be blonde somewhere.
So, and Sookie Lala's? There's a few sooking about already wanting to come back for Christmas and sooking about picnic day and all that sort of stuff, having to pay the blokes, you know.
Like, builders that don't get knocked back for the RDO because the members don't want to work and they're sooking up.
Yeah, Hamilton Marino's there.
It's like push. It's that push has started again, hasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. It's like you can't invent the 25th hour in the day for them.
No.
You know what I mean? Or the 8th day of the week.
We went to a Hamilton Marino job the other day, wasn't it? They wanted to work. And we were like,
what the hell?
There's nothing here.
The job's done. Working themselves out of a job.
Anyway. All right, so who are we going for? Sookie Lala?
Hamilton Marino.
So, Paul and Hanson for Scallywag, Sookie Lala, Hamilton Marino. Everyone enjoy your picnic, and we better go out the same old way. Or one more.
So I just want to do a big cheerio to Sam from Quinlan's. Right. The boy got electrocuted a couple months ago. He's going back into the hospital for skin grafts on his thumb, but it's looking positive. So
good cheerio to him, mate.
So we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we're going out with the old going, I love the Christmas song, so we're going out with a Christmas song, It's a Wonderful Time of Year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.